Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 609. Visible translated text is as follows way. I found Alonzo Mann, the office boy, in the outer office. I took off my coat and hat and sat upon my desk and opened the safe, and assorted the various cases and files and wire trays containing the various papers that were placed there the evening before, and distributed them in their proper places about the office. I then went out to the shipping room and conversed a few minutes with Mr. Irby, who at that time was shipping clerk, concerning the work which he was going to do that morning, through, to the best of my recollection, we did no shipping that day, due to the fact that the freight offices were not receiving any shipments due to its being a holiday. I returned to my office and looked through the papers and assorted out those which I was going to take over on my usual trip to the general manager's office that morning. I then turned to the invoices covering shipments which were made by the pencil factory on Thursday, April 24th, and which were typewritten and figured out on Friday, April 25th, by Miss Bewbanks, the stenographer who stays in my office. She had hurried through with her work that day, previous to going home, so she could spend the holiday in the country where she lived. I didn't get to checking over those invoices covering these shipments on Friday, due to the fact that Mr. Schiff and myself were completely occupied the entire day until we left the factory with the payroll. So naturally, as these invoices covering shipments which were made on April 25th ought to have been sent to the customers, I got right to work in checking them. Now, I have these invoices here. These papers have not been exhibited before, but I will explain them. You have seen some of all the mathematical work in the office of the pencil factory, this very operation. This very piece of work that I have now before me is the most important. It is the invoices covering shipments are sent to customers by card 869,